You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Take it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio with Kat and Josh.
We'll be with you for the next 40 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
Yes, we will. And you are in for some treats tonight. So if you're just joining us tonight for our eighth episode of the Geek Parent Talk Show, then welcome, welcome. You're actually tuning in for one of the most bizarre and weird discussions, for the most part, of course. I'm sure Josh has a lot more logical and common sense discussions than myself, since he's one of those tech nerds of the company, and they are just plain weird to begin with, and they have absolutely no sense of humor. At least
that's what I feel. Whoa. I have a sense of humor.
Really?
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm afraid. What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Wow, okay. So the weirdest I can't do anything about.
Those were crickets.
I heard the crickets. I thought it was funny.
Did you really?
Well, yes. Hey, I always laugh at my own jokes, even when I don't tell them.
Oh, I understand. The weirdness we can do nothing about, right?
Yep.
You remind me of one of those guys on Weird Science.
Why don't people understand why?
Have you seen that movie? Of
course
you have.
Oh, yes, I love that movie.
I think it was beyond some of our audience listeners' years, though. I think a majority of our audience listeners might have been maybe born in the 80s, 90s maybe, I'm thinking.
Probably.
Well, or some of the audience listeners that we have who are parents might want to wish they were born in that time frame. I loved that movie. Speaking of bizarre and weird, it was probably one of my favorite movies that got me interested into science. And I thought to myself, wow, if science could really bring a Barbie doll to life, that'd be awesome.
I wouldn't have brought the Barbie to life. I would have got like a Catwoman, you know, little doll or something.
Are you a brony?
Not a brony. I didn't say a My Little Pony. I said a Catwoman. Batman, Catwoman.
Oh, you wouldn't bring a My Little Pony to life. I would.
No.
I'd ride one all around, just like some of these people that I see. Have you seen the show Geek Love?
I don't believe so.
If you are a true geek and you're listening out there and you haven't seen the television show Geek Love, you have to see it. And let me explain a little bit about this. Geek Love, it is more of a YouTube series, and they are done strictly from Comic-Con. And Comic-Cons, okay. and what they do is they bring geeks together who are single or not. I guess you could be in different relationships. I don't know. But people who are looking for love, geeks who are looking for love. And what they do is they make it a dating game. And you actually have to sign up to participate in order to find your soulmate that is into kind of the same odd or, sci-fi, fantasy type worlds as you are. And they kind of bring people together that way. And these are done live at Comic-Cons. And the last,
so like your healer to your tank.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself. But if I weren't married, I would do this. I would seriously do this because it looks so fun. And not only that, but you get to meet a lot of unusual people. And I don't like normal people. I mean, I'm not saying I don't. I would never hang out with normal people. Most of the people I hang out with are normal compared to me. But for the most part, I like unusual people. I like people who have, different interests, who are who take things to the next level in intellect. And so I like people who I can make conversations with and kind of make me think. And so this thing would be great
who
for me.
Who geek out on bizarre things.
Oh, it would be so great. So this one episode, this guy is a brony. And he says, he still lives with his mom. And he's probably almost 40, I think. I can't remember. He's an older man. And he's got to be about late 30s at least. And so he goes to, Comic-Con. He does this Geek Love competition, to meet somebody. But he's talking to his friends about Geek Love and everything and how he was accepted. He's going to participate and everything. And, one of the girls that's his friend says, how are you, she starts laughing. Says, how are you going to find somebody who likes a brony? And it just makes you think about how cold it might be an odd person out there. And to find somebody who likes those similar interests. I mean, I know you and I have, we're considered odd in some aspects, I guess. I mean, in certain ways, but not odd to the point where it's an absolutely different industry or different field of interest from a majority of people. And so Geek Love shows how he goes through the process and he meets this girl and she's kind of into the stuff too. And she's really into, I think, Nintendo stuff, or maybe Mario Brothers and Link and Legend of Zelda and stuff like that. And she's kind of, she's kind of odd. I guess she wouldn't be odd to me, but she's kind of out there too. She's has some really weird fantasies and so forth. But he meets her and, they start talking and they date. And I guess towards the end, it didn't work out. I felt so bad for him. I really did. But talking about odd, bizarre, and weird things today, what would you consider an absolute oddity, Josh, if you were to go through geek dating? Something that you think, okay, I don't think I could do that, or I would actually be very attracted to that, even though I wouldn't do that.
Well, if I saw somebody who dressed up like Catwoman, I wouldn't have any problems going on those dates.
So, let me make notes here. Josh likes Catwoman. So you would, even though you would find that odd, you think that would be odd to date somebody who dressed up as Catwoman?
I don't think it would be odd. Most other people probably do.
Now, when you talk dress up as Catwoman, are we talking about behind closed doors or in the privacy of her home? Or is this, would you be okay with her dressing up as Catwoman and going out to dinner with you?
I'd be fine with you. I'd be fine with all, was it C all the above or D all the above? It would be even better if we were going and having sushi.
Oh! So now we have Catwoman eating fish. This is good. We're pulling out the oddities in Josh tonight. This is good. This is good. Let's keep going. We'll call this therapy, Josh.
You know, I can't really say that there'd be like, because I've watched the BlizzCons, I've seen the Comic Cons. There's not really any oddities that would probably, I can't think of one that would scare me away. I mean, I'm sure there is, but I can't think of any off the top of my head that would scare me away. That would had me running towards the hills, you know.
Right. Right. You know, and I think that makes a good point, bringing that up. I think more of the oddities in that aspect are more of the women who are picky compared to the guys. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think women go in thinking that they have this specific ideal of who they might want to date, whether it be geeks or whether it be somebody professional or whatever. But if you're going to Comic-Con and you go to meet somebody like this and you just it doesn't work out, I don't see it, at least not ending up in a friendship. Because especially people who go to Comic-Cons or who go to, you know, sci-fi cons or anything like that, they have a special bond. They kind of relate to each other in certain aspects. So even if it weren't love, the relationship didn't turn out that way, I think at least you have some sort of friendship. And that's probably why I would do it and participate in it, is because of the friendships that you can make as well. But I thought that was neat. So if you haven't seen it, it's called Geek Love, and it's on YouTube. And you can watch, they have different episodes about how the geeks can get together and how they find that it's hard to date because they feel so odd and so bizarre and so out of the ordinary of society. When in reality, I think more of the geeks and the nerds and, you know, all those guys and girls are more attractive, to me at least, than not. But again, it's called Geek Love, and you can check it out on YouTube.com. Just type it in, and we will also have the link on our website at thegeekparent.com. And they are actually going to be at Comic-Con this weekend as well. I'm going to Comic-Con this weekend, Josh.
You are. I caught wind of that somewhere. I think I may have seen a picture or two of somebody in their Comic-Con costume.
Really? Wow.
What did she look like? I want to make sure I keep this PG. She was in full black leather. Wait a minute.
Full black leather. Oh, are we talking about Batgirl or Catwoman?
Okay, well, not quite the same leather.
Okay. So she's not
I believe she was Baroness.
She was Baroness? Oh, Baroness!
Baroness.
I'm sorry, I thought she said Baroness. Yes, I am going as G.I. Joe's Baroness for Comic-Con this weekend. It's the Great Philadelphia Comic-Con. So if you are a listener and you're in the Philadelphia area or the Pennsylvania area, I will be at Comic-Con. It's the Greater Philadelphia Comic-Con. The Wizard World Comic-Con in Philadelphia is next month. And I'll be at that one as well. But if you'd like to stop by and see me, just look for the Asian Baroness walking around and with a couple of bodyguards that are wearing Cobra Commander t-shirts. And I'll be happy to take a picture with you and then talk with you a little about the Geek Parents. So if you are going to be in the area, please stop by. Comic-Cons are fun. And maybe next time we can get Josh to cosplay with me and we can go to a Comic-Con together as well. What would you go as, Josh?
Oh, I'd have to go as some kind of probably Star Wars.
Oh, I like Star Wars. Star Wars is good. That's not odd or bizarre at all, unless, of course, you went as Jar Jar Binks, then I might have to hang up on you.
Oh, jeez. Why do you have to take... I mean, that was what I was going to go as. It's Jar Jar.
Oh, I know. He's so handsome.
I miss him. We'll have fun.
You know, we're going to have this on the Geek Parent website as well, because under this episode, speaking of cosplaying Star Wars, there is 90 photos of the worst cosplay costumes out there. I mean, they're horrible. Some of these are just, I mean, I give them credit for trying, but they're just really, really bad. In fact, some of them have men dressed up as Sailor Moon.
I've seen those. Oh, unfortunately, I can't unsee those.
I know. It kills your eyes, doesn't it?
Those are some brave men.
Brave can be, among other things. I can tell you that.
We're gonna use brave. Yes.
Brave. Oh, we're going to use that word. We're going to use brave. But we'll add those pictures. We'll have the link to all those pictures on the Geek Parent website for you to take a look at. And Josh and I are going to warn you right now, when you click on that link, you cannot unsee what you are about to see. Just a warning, fair warning, because we're nice, good people for warning you before that.
Ooh, that was my old Twilight Zone, like the old original Twilight Zone, black and white.
That's right. That's right. I love the Twilight Zone. Were you talking about odd and unusual things?
I have it.
Did you? But you collected
Yeah.
The series,
the old
ones,
really? Yeah, the old VHS tape.
What was your favorite? One of your favorites?
There was one, I don't remember the name of it, these, like, astronauts land on this planet, and it ends up, I believe it's been a while, they land on this planet, and everything's gigantic, people are gigantic, and it ends up being that they're actually landed on Earth, and they're the aliens. That's the kind of twist, you know, that all the Twilight Zone that play on.
I loved the shows. I used to watch them all the time as well, and it just reminded me of when we were talking about some of the odd and weird, bizarre things that us geeks like. And Twilight Zone was one of those. I mean, I wouldn't consider that odd, but some people might, because of the twist that the series always had, and the way that it delved into some of the paranormal and the unusual interests. So it was probably one of my favorite shows to watch back in the day. And my favorite one, and I too, Josh, in the same way, I don't remember the name of it, but it was a girl who had this power to stop time. And she, take
power.
Advantage of it. Oh, yeah. She would take advantage of it, you know, like she would stop the time to go back and fix dinner at a certain time or fix something and then restart the time and so forth. But then at the end, there's a nuclear war. and everybody's screaming, all the sirens are going off, the, you know, she stops time, and when she walks outside, everybody's frozen, and she looks up and she sees all the nuclear bombs in the air. They're just hanging there. And there's nothing she can do because she can't, if she has to restart it, she could stop time, but she couldn't, you know, prevent things from, you know, if it was going to hit them. So
right.
Eventually, I mean, it was freaky to me because I was thinking to myself, okay, what would I do? I mean, I can keep everybody here frozen like this for the rest of their life, but I'm going to be walking around here by myself. So it was a good show. It was kind of odd, and it made you really think about things. So I like that one a lot, and I'll have to look up to see what episode that one is before we post that one post some of them on the website. But if you have a favorite episode of The Twilight Zone or even Geek Love, feel free to join us in the chat room. We are on blogtalkradio.com/thegeekparent. And if you're on the Blog Talk Radio site right now, you can click over to chat with us in the chat room. We are here, and you can tell us some of your favorites, and we can add those to our website or add them onto Facebook as well. And in the meantime, we are going to move on to our app of the week. Josh, do you have our app of the week?
Are you sure?
I think
I think I have an app of the week. I think I found one.
I have a love-hate relationship with you, Josh, sometimes. What is your app of the week?
So this week's app of the week, it's trying to stick with the weird, bizarre. This app is called Cool Pizza, and it is not about eating cool pizzas, contrary to what I thought. It is by, and I'm sorry, Nicholas, but it is by Nicholas Ralabat, I guess. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce his name. I'm sorry, Nicholas, if I screwed it up. Pizza, it's got these really gnarly, like, graphics, and you're a girl skateboarder, and you tilt the screen, and you move back and forth. And then once you jump, you tap the screen, and you swing your skateboard. And you have to destroy these. Let's see, one of them, there's these flying coffins that spill out body parts and kill you. These other ones, there's these flying octopus that shoot lasers out of their eyes, and they'll kill you. And then there's some, like, birds. And you have to kill them. And if once you hit one, you kill it. You get to jump a little bit higher so that you stay in the air, and you just – that's all you do. You just keep going on and trying to kill stuff and get high score. Very kind of 80s MTV style graphics, I guess, kind of. So really, really odd, but it's addicting.
Now, you play this often?
I just found it, and I've been playing it, and it's a little bit of addicting to just like, oh, man, oh, come on. All right, cool.
I can see you. I can see you getting addicted to something like that. But see, you're one of those odd people. You know what I mean? You're
I have some odd likes. I have some odd choices of movies that are, you know, some of movies that I like. So that's okay.
That is okay. That certainly is okay. What about, speaking of odd movies, are you one of those odd people that likes Clockwork Orange?
Not really a huge fan of Clockwork Orange. There's some other Terry Gilliam movies that I like, but Brazil I liked. But Clockwork Orange, because that was directed by Terry Gilliam, wasn't it?
You are odd. You're very odd.
But like Brazil, I liked. There's another movie I liked, City of Lost Children, that was kind of odd. That had, oh man, I forgot his name. I forgot his name now, but that was an odd movie. I kind of just like these weird movies.
And that, you know, that's fine because I think a lot of, I think what people consider weird and odd movies is an understatement. I mean, think of it today. Some of the movies that are out today, I would consider odd. 50 Shades of Grey. Some people would consider that odd, unusual, bizarre.
People don't think the movie's odd and bizarre. People think the way that he is odd and bizarre. And most of the times, the only reason he's getting away with it is because he's rich. If you were poor and you did that sort of thing, you would be in jail.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, that is very true. Very true. You hit the nail on the head with that one. I like your app of the week, Josh. I like that a lot, even though we don't get to really eat pizza. That's kind of disappointing.
It is.
Well, you'll have to give us some pizza apps next time, something that gives us pizza. That's not so odd. But I like your app. We have to put that on. Now, is that only for iOS?
I only saw it for iOS. Yeah, I only saw it for iOS. I didn't look anyplace else. I don't have one of those newfangled Android ones.
I know. You and I are going to be butting heads for a long time with our iOS versus Android, aren't we? I think this is good for our audience, though. They get two perspectives, so that's a good thing. Well, that's okay because my kids are iOS. They really like that, especially my daughter. She's big on iOS just because of the ease of use for her. But I was iOS for a while, and then I switched over to Android, and I've been loving my Android ever since. But that's I guess you could call me odd for that, right? You consider me odd? I guess I'd be an odd Android.
By demographics, you are, because usually people don't, if they switch over from iOS, I read many articles that they'll switch right back, or it's more common for people to switch from Android to iOS, because either way, once you get into the ecosystem of that device, it's hard to leave.
Right.
I mean, I've seen several cool other phones, smartphones or tablets, I've already spent I don't know how much money on this. Well, I don't want to spend it again.
Right, right. And you know that's true. That's very true because I have an iPhone, an iPad. What was it? Not the iTouch.
Yeah.
I had all of that when Apple first started making their devices. I just kind of stuck with it, and you invest so much money in it. And, you know, you have everything kind of connected together. It was very, very difficult for me to get away from that. And especially having, you know, the tablet.
I believe we've lost Kat. We'll wait for her to call back for just a couple of seconds, and we'll see. While she's waiting, I'll go ahead and tell you guys about my Tech of the Week. My Tech of the Week this week is another Kickstarter project, in case you haven't figured out. I am constantly scouring Kickstarter, and my Kickstarter for this week is called Mudwatt. And with Mudwatt, you put mud in this little container, and it creates electricity. It is catered to its kids, obviously, but it is all about teaching kids interesting science stuff and really in embracing STEM education for them. They have different levels you can purchase. You can add different things. You have to take care of your mud. You can get different mud. They say you can go to your neighbor's house. You could buy it. You actually have to take care of your mud. You can add things, and once it slowly starts building up the electrical charge, you can add things to that. You can add, I saw a timer. I saw a clock. I forget what else I saw. It takes some little bacteria that are in the mud, and they munch up the nutrients in the mud, and they expel, while munching up the nutrients in the mud, microbes deposit electrons onto the lower conductive discs and creates electricity. So it's a pretty cool little Kickstarter project. They have 18 days to go, and we have almost to their goal. So if you are interested in this type of project, go out to Kickstarter and type in Mudwatt and back them. It's a very cool little project, especially if you have little kitties that are interested in science. We'll have that up on the website, thegeekparent.com. And again, it's Mudwatt, and their website is mudwatt.com, MUDWATT.com.
That sounds awesome, Josh. Thank you so much. I got disconnected here for a second. So
I hope you went running for the hills.
The oddities have come for me. I'm leaving. if I will leave
come
for aliens, I'll leave
away,
for oddities.
Ha ha.
No, I'm the one in charge of the insane asylum. So this will work out nicely. Mudwatt, we'll put that on our website as well. I love these little texts and the Kickstarters and the apps that Josh always presents for us. It works out really nice because I'm just such a gadgety type person, and Josh always likes to appease me because he knows what a horible, horrible person I can be without my tech. He knows.
Well, that's what I mean. You get to play in mud, and I guess eventually if you bought enough of them, you could charge your phones up by just with mud.
See,
I mean, how cool is that?
That'd work out nicely for the fans of The Walking Dead. They all like to see things with mud.
I'm one of those fans.
Everybody, yeah, are you? Yeah, we're going to have a couple of The Walking Dead cast over at Comic-Con this weekend, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm not, and I'll be honest with you, and you guys could probably consider this odd, but I'm not a big Walking Dead fan. I like it. I want to know about it, and I want to know what's happened, but I can't watch it. I freak out. Is that odd?
No, because my wife can't watch it either.
Honestly, I can't. I will watch it, and then whenever I hear a zombie, I have to get up and leave. I have to leave the room. And then I can come back. Like I have to even close, like put my headsets on or something, or play music really loud when I hear like screaming or gurgling or blood splattering or something. And then I can come back into the room and I can ask my kids or my husband, hey, what happened? Or I have to cover my eyes and I'm like, what happened? Tell me when it's over. I freak out, And that's an odd thing with me too, because I love Mass Effect. And Mass Effect has a lot of zombies in it.
I guess you could, yes.
They
are zombies, but
yeah, they're kind of like cool zombies, nonetheless. And I can't do it. I literally have to close my eyes and shoot and hope that I hit something. So that's how I play my video games. Let's just hope there's not a zombie apocalypse, everybody, because you will be tripped in front of me. I will not deal with zombies. I am not a zombie person.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, I already have everything planned out, you know. So you go to, like, Sam's Club, barricade everything in, and you just live there for a while.
That was my first choice.
Actually, I'm right by the river, so I'd probably just go live on the little island that's there and not have to worry about zombies because they'd get all washed away in the river.
Oh, okay. You have it all prepared. You end up building a bridge where they, whenever they come over, and you just explode the bridge, things like that.
No, I have a kind boat.
You have a boat?
Have a boat. I just take one of the boats that are – they don't need them. They're zombies.
They don't need them. You're so right, Josh. What would they do with a boat?
And then I turn my car into, like, the Mad Max car.
The fact that Josh has these things laying around his house to turn his car into a Mad Max vehicle, that's not odd, Josh.
Oh, well, I mean, hey. Man's got to have a hobby.
I would hang with you. Yeah, exactly. I would hang with you. The only thing is I would get sick on a boat. I get motion sickness, so it wouldn't be too good for me. I would be the type of person that Carl would push in the way because I'm weak.
You're not going to be Michonne?
I wouldn't even know how to shoot a gun. Oh, my goodness. Time's flying by so fast. So we got the tech of the week, Mud Watt. We'll put that up there. And then I want to discuss something that is really odd and bizarre out there. If you're talking about bizarre, we're talking about bizarre things. Spying Barbie. Now, Linda, our content manager, had done a little article about our Spying Barbie earlier in the month and last month. And I'll tell you what, it's freaky. I don't know. What do you think about this, Josh? Spying Barbie.
A Barbie doll that records me.
Okay.
Nah.
Let's put it this way, Josh. What if it were Catwoman?
Well, then, I mean, if you put it that way. No, I'm sorry. Any kid's toy that has, like, this recording device in it that can record is kind of a little odd to me.
And, you know, for those of you who are just who have no idea what we're talking about, Mattel is making a new Barbie called a high-tech talking Barbie. And it has not really – it's rubbed off on society the wrong way. Well, a lot of people aren't agreeing with it, so to speak. So what happens is Barbie is a Wi-Fi-connected doll, and she uses a microphone embedded into Barbie's belt buckle to record children's voices and then transmits them to some cloud server or whatever, and they're stored up for 2 years. And then Mattel's tech partner, who is Toy Talk, works with the speech recognition on this program in responses to the keywords or the phrases that the kids can talk to Barbie about. First of all, I have a problem with this because I don't need my kids their conversations being uploaded to a cloud. We all know what happens to clouds.
Oh, yeah.
More or less pictures, okay? But another thing that kind of bothers me is that the kids, in order to use this doll, the parents have to sign on, and ultimately they'll have access to their kids' recorded conversations. There are certain reasons why we have dolls for kids. Sometimes kids like to take their anger out on dolls. Sometimes they like to use dolls to talk over their problems. And parents don't always have to be listening to them. I mean, okay, yeah, I understand you have to listen to your kids, but sometimes it's just their way of, you know, I'm not feeling good today. I wasn't happy with mom because, you know, she took away my iPhone, things like that. Now, if you have conversations where kids are talking about murdering or committing suicide, things like that, that goes beyond the parenting issue of Barbie doll. But still, there's certain things that I feel with Barbie, it's not secret anymore. And that's like opening up my daughter's diary and reading my daughter's diary. And I just, you know, there's some things that I want to leave for them to, you know, I monitor them to enough and where I can pretty much discuss things with them. But I doubt that my kids are going to take to a talk or to a recording Barbie. I don't know. That's just me. It's kind of like eavesdropping, Mattel eavesdropping on my kids.
Am I right? Very much. Yes.
And I think that's what the biggest issue is. That is odd, people. I don't know about you, but that is odd. And it's about as odd as that stupid doll that you have that poops charms for your kid to clean up afterwards. I don't know who these toy companies are that are inventing these things, but could you stop being odd? Because kids don't want to have something pooping charms to pick up, and then it's just odd to me. I don't know. Would you get
Wasn't that a My Little Pony?
And that was like the lucky charm of My Little Pony.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think it's odd. I did see
this like little this little, it was Play-Doh, and it had these little shapes, and you could put them into little shapes of turds.
Really now? And I suppose you played with those.
No, I didn't. My wife did get me the Minions fart gun though for my birthday.
Now see, that's not odd. That's fun. Even as an adult.
I've been asking for it for 2 years.
That's fun. I think those are fun there, Josh. And, wow, time flies by so fast. We're going to have some more stuff on our website that has to do with oddities. So be sure to go over to our website after this, thegeekparent.com. And that's it for us. Thank you for allowing us into your homes or office this evening. Links, photos, and more information on anything we discussed tonight can be found from our website at thegeekparent.com.
You can also keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media links.
And enjoy the rest of your week. We look forward to talking with you again here, right here. That's right. Every Thursday evening, 7 p.m., sometimes 7:30, so be sure to come to our blogtalk.radio.com site to see what time the show is. Sometimes we have some things that come up, and we're running a little late. So until then, I am Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler, saying see you next week, same geek time, same geek channel.